Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the air. Who are you?
Hi, I actually don't want to give my name. I'm a nurse.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
I do home care, and I just want to say people really need to take this seriously.
What, can you give us an example of what you've seen?
There's a lot of sick people out there. And we don't have all the supplies we need. And I want to go home every day to my family. And every time someone goes and plays basketball or takes some trip they don't need, you're putting everyone at risk. And there are 20 and 30-year-olds who are dying. And those rates are actually increasing because people aren't taking it seriously enough. And the people over 60, those rates are falling because they're listening and they're staying home.
I hope people are listening to what you're saying here.
It's just, I don't know what to say anymore.
How hard do you find it to get up each morning and go in?
I love my job and I love what I do, but I'm scared every day. I wish I could work from home and be bored and complain and say I'm going stir crazy. I can't. I have to go to work. And I know that, and I'm not complaining about that, and I'm grateful I have a job, and I'm grateful for everything, but I don't want to die. And the healthcare workers are getting it bad because we're being exposed a lot.
And do you have to walk into different homes, or are you, what is
yep.
it that, yeah.
And AJ, one reason why people are wearing masks in the car, at least for us, we see about 15 patients a day. We get one mask a day.
Right.
So every time you take that mask off, you run the risk of infecting yourself.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So it's safer to leave it on even when you're driving and then take it off at the end of the day.
Oh, wow.
Gotcha.
And you have an N95 mask?
I do, but you can only wear that with very specific patients who are positive. I have to wear a surgical mask for everybody else. You can't wear the N95. They don't want you to. Only if someone's positive should you be wearing that.
And you were saying you don't have the proper gear?
We have the gear, but you have to ration it. You should have to wear one mask the whole day.
Right. That doesn't sound safe.
So that scares me.
Yeah.
And as these patients are in the hospital and they're going to be sending them back into the community, they're still going to be positive. They don't have time to wait for them to be negative. And not to scare people, but they need to understand this doesn't end if someone goes to the hospital and comes home and is doing better. It's still in the community. So I just want people to understand, you know, is that basketball game worth it? Is that trip to Walmart worth it? Just stay home, please.
Well, this is a very impactful and important call. I'm really glad you did it.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you do.
Yes,
we appreciate you very, very much.
Well, we should play that one all day.
Just yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
people can hear the impact this is having on real people. When you go out and play basketball or go out and do things and think, oh, well, it's not affecting me. Boy, that was a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah, tough
one. It was an important one. I'm glad she called. Probably took a lot. Because these aren't people who like to complain.
No. Yeah.
They're the last ones to complain. And she wasn't complaining.
No. Just stating facts.
Just overwhelmed, yeah.
Just saying, you people need to listen to what You're being told. That's all she was saying.
Yeah.
And also, it makes about 99% of the Instagram posts I've seen about people, I'm making food, and here's me playing with my dog, seem almost embarrassing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because this woman is waking up every day thinking, I want to stay home. I want to be bored.
Yeah.
I don't want to die. I want to come home to my family.
Yeah.
Well, whoever she is, we thank her. We thank everyone in the healthcare profession.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. We say a lot, and sometimes you say it, and it becomes, the frontline people. It just becomes almost a slogan. But, man, that was impactful. Alyssa is on. We talked to her last week. College student, had a spring break plan to go on a cruise. It was getting to that point where folks were saying, maybe you shouldn't go on that cruise. So she went anyway and got sick. And we believe that you had coronavirus last week, right? Were you tested?
Hello. Good morning, everybody. I was not tested because my physician said that since I was just symptomatic for it, just treat the symptoms, stay hydrated, and, you know, if it gets worse, then go to the emergency room.
Right.
Like, save the test for somebody who needs it more.
Right. And then also stay away from people, right? Self-quarantine.
Oh, yes, of course.
Right. And so give us the latest. Update us.
All right. So I have to say, I'm definitely feeling better than I was from last week.
Okay. That's
but
great.
Now my entire household has it. So the four of us all have it.
Oops.
Which has been kind of annoying. And we've all been developing like different symptoms. But the one that's really annoying me is that we all have a loss of taste and a sense of smell, which is honestly really weird.
That's a sign that they've discussed
that
you have it. And so now the whole house, tell me about that. How many people? What are their ages?
So our family of four. So I'm the youngest. I'm 21. My sister's 24. And both my parents are in their 50s.
So do your parents have any underlying medical conditions?
No, thank God.
That's helpful.
They're not former smokers or?
Nope.
All right. So now that, so since you got this and you're in that house, everybody has to stay in, right? So the whole house is self-quarantined now, right?
Yes.
Do you have enough food
so
in the house?
And your parents,
yeah, we do.
Your parents work with or have jobs, right?
Yes.
And the second that you came back, did everyone self-quarantine as soon as you got back, or was everyone going about their lives until you felt that you might have it?
So my sister her work was actually transferred to home, so she was already home. My parents, they worked for the week I came back up to that Thursday, actually. And then their work got transferred to home. So now we were going to all be home anyway, but they were still working up till Thursday. So
right. So chances are,
who knows?
They brought it in to their workplaces.
Yeah. If they didn't get it from their workplaces themselves, you know?
Right. So. Nobody knows exactly who brought what where.
Right. It just kind of happened.
Right.
Exactly.
But if we're doing the math that, you know, you went on this trip on this particular date on a cruise ship, which is, you know, just circulating air and germs are having a conga line.
Basically, yes.
Yeah,
party time.
And then you bring it back into the house, and then it goes everywhere. This is kind of what this nurse just called in with.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable that we had you on the schedule, not her, but she called in right before you.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel now that you were told not to go on this cruise, you went anyway, and then now your whole house is self-quarantined?
I mean, I honestly just feel like it was inevitable at that point. Like, if I didn't go on the cruise and I stayed home, I am from New York, so it's literally everywhere here. So even if I went to the supermarket, I was still at risk.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like, I mean, the whole situation just kind of sucks, honestly. But, I mean, we're all in it together now. So we're just trying to be positive and hoping for the best.
And whereabouts in New York are you?
The Bronx.
The Bronx.
Gotcha.
Yeah, definitely hard hit.
One of the boroughs, yep.
So, it's everywhere, and there's, like, no escaping from it.
Yeah.
So being indoors, best thing for you, actually.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that, you know, loss of smell and taste, and that your whole house has it now. We wish you nothing but the best.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Yeah.
Eat stuff you hate right now.
The taste and the smell.
Have, like, liver and stuff like that, you know?
Right. So.
Like, my sister was making cookies the other day, and I was in the kitchen. My parents were in the living room watching a movie, and she was upstairs. And at this point, she hadn't lost it yet, my sister, but, you know, me and my parents did. So, we're, you know, minding our business. She comes running downstairs. Oh, my gosh, nobody smelled that. My cookies were burning. And we're like, nope.
You're making cookies?
Right. Yeah, she made cookies, and then I couldn't taste them anyway, but it was just like, they're really good. So.
What's life like there in New York?
It's definitely kind of scary. I live in a very populated area, usually very busy, people walking up and down the street, a lot of cars, a lot of traffic. And it's been dead, honestly. It's eerie kind of.
Ghost town, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. And I live by two hospitals in the Bronx that are walking distance from my house. And there's just, like, people walking around with medical masks. And they're all over the floor, too. Like, they're kind of, like, trashing the neighborhood as well. So.
Yeah, we've been talking about that here. People have been leaving the rubber gloves in the supermarket parking lots.
Yeah, put in the garbage.
All right, well, hope you feel better, and
yes.
We send good wishes to you and your family. What do you tell your kids in all of this? Good question, right?
Very good question.
How do you explain this?
How?
Michelle Friedman, certified guidance counselor at Weldon, on the show. She's also a mom and a Westport resident. Thanks for coming on.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
What do you tell your kids?
That's a good question. It is tough because our children have been completely taken out of everything they're familiar with. Their routines, everything has changed. So I think really focusing on telling them.
Also, they might sense some stress from mommy and daddy, right?
100%. So it's really important to tell them what they need to know in an age-appropriate way. So I have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, and what they know is the information I give them both is different. My daughter.
Oh, really? They don't talk to one another?
They do, and that was a little bit of a problem because now my son is sleeping in my bed because of coronavirus.
Gotcha.
But we've talked about it more in a way that he can understand because they do hear things from each other. So what I used is something called a social story. And you can even Google these and just look up coronavirus social story. You can print it out. And it's a picture book about what this is in a very age-appropriate way. So that right now, what my youngest knows is that there's a virus going around that makes people feel sick. And that's why we're staying home, to keep everybody safe. And we're going to spend lots of fun times with mommy and daddy and the family and do lots of fun things.
Okay, so you say feel sick, not
worse.
Kill grandma, grandpa.
Exactly right.
Correct.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. That's part of the game, though. Stay away from them, too.
Right. So the picture book. AJ, I actually feel like this would be a good thing to give to you to explain this to you.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right. So you start with the picture book. That sounds like a good way. And then, so you don't tell them how serious it is, then. You just say, can make you feel sick.
Yeah. That you can use. You let them know that there is something that makes people sick. Like, and you say it's maybe if they ask more questions. For my daughter, I said, you know, it's a little, remember when you had the flu this year and you didn't feel well? Well,
right.
This could be a little worse than that. So that's why they want us to stay home.
Oh, gotcha,
that's good. Where I always got on the ropes with young Chaz. Was I thought, well, I'm just going to tell him this, but then it was the questions that followed.
Yeah. Well, you got to walk away from the press conference at that point. No,
like,
questions.
Who is feeding
away.
Him these questions?
Mommy was off to the side.
Very difficult.
Ask him about this now. Ask him about that. Watch him freak out.
All right. And then, okay. And then they should just accept this. All right. So that's 3 and 5. What if you have 10, 12, 14? They're a little bit more in the know.
Right. I would, with them, you can give them much more information because they do have the knowledge base.
And now, do you tell them, don't tell your little brother because he won't be able to handle this? Yeah, or how do you box in these like levels of information?
Well, so what I would do is say to your older children, if you have questions or want to talk about it, I'm here to answer questions. You can come talk to me. Please, I ask, don't mention it in front of your younger siblings.
Right.
Because it doesn't need to become a part of their everyday vocabulary.
Right.
We want to try to make this time as normal as possible. In the most abnormal time.
In my house, that would be good until I made my brother angry. Then he'd be like, oh, yeah? Well, you're going to die. What? Right. What? Mom said you're going to die of coronavirus.
I was
Ma!
To
Ma!
Ma!
That sounds like my house growing up.
Is there a website that folks can go to get more advice? I know we got this picture book. That sounds like a great way to bring a 3 or 5 year old through it.
Right.
And is there a site for information or like a chat room or something?
Well, what you could do is I'm currently working with a company called Weldon where we offer parenting coaching and advice.
Oh,
and you can go to our website, HelloWeldon.com.
All right. We'll link up on the radio station website.
And we're going to be doing in the upcoming weeks a bunch of different parent groups that will be available with some of these topics about talking to your kids, about how to homeschool while trying to also get work done at your home. And so there will be having a lot of things coming up in the next few weeks.
Getting the right wine.
Yeah. Right. And how are you doing with, so you have 2 kids, 3 and 5, and 2 small dogs.
Yeah. We're doing pretty good. You know, it's
not convincing.
Day by day.
Right.
Not convincing.
That's where the wine comes
we're
in.
We're doing pretty good.
Okay. No,
sounds like a hostage.
Happy hours at 4 o'clock in the kitchen.
You know, there's definitely some really tough moments, but we're having some really good moments too.
Right. Right. That's the good part.
Yeah,
that you're spending time that you wouldn't have, and you're having these moments you wouldn't have.
Right. Your kids take a nap. I'm going to have some wine and nachos in the kitchen.
Boy, this sounds like an important source here. All right. So HelloWeldon.com. We'll link up on the radio station website. And thank you, Michelle. Appreciate it. Hey, Uber Debbie is on. Where's Uber Debbie?
Where's Uber Debbie?
Right here.
Have you been driving?
No.
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 Not going to do it.
No.
Nope.
Absolutely not.
When did you stop?
Oh, I stopped months before all this happened anyway.
Oh, really?
Oh.
I haven't done Uber in a long time.
Are you in a park, Debbie?
So you stopped before coronavirus?
Yes, I did.
Oh. Yeah. So you didn't stop because of coronavirus?
No, and I wouldn't. If they wanted to give me $1,000, I wouldn't drive nobody in Uber.
So if we offered you $1,000 right now to drive Phil from East Haven to West Haven, you wouldn't take it?
No way.
I'll do it.
$1,000.
No way.
I'll take it.
Mm-mm. My health is worth more than $1,000.
Yeah, absolutely. So well, you're young, right?
Well, but she smokes, too.
Oh.
I smoke. Right. I have 3 of them underlying things.
The health underlying health conditions?
Health problems. Yeah. Yes, I do.
What are they?
Yes, I do.
If you don't mind me asking.
I got a heart problem.
Ooh.
I got lung problem, and I'm a diabetic.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, really.
I didn't know. Three. Diabetic is one of the underlying conditions that could...
No idea.
Yes, they are.
It is now.
Yeah.
Oh.
It is.
It's a psychic, Debbie.
So you've been... Mm-hmm. Have you been self-quarantined?
Yes, I have. I go... As far as I go is to the coffee shop. I stay in my car, and I go to work 3 nights a week.
And where do you work?
I watch an elderly man.
Oh, what is he doing?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm in health care. Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Wait.
There's a weird dance thing.
Wait, what do you do?
I watch an elderly man. I'm a health care giver.
You're a health care giver.
Nice.
Yes, I am.
Look at you.
Oh, man, this is old school health caregiver.
It is.
The cigarette in her mouth.
All right. How you doing?
When I was a kid, the doctor would walk in literally with a cigarette.
Yep.
Please, right. I hear that all the time from the doctor, please.
I'll rinse your needle in my Coca-Cola. Hang on a second.
What does the doctor say to you?
I have to quit.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you've been smoking for 40-something years, it's kind of hard.
Yeah, gotcha.
40-something? How old are you?
I'm 57.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Let me see.
Yeah.
See, very young still.
It. So you must be have some concerns about, one, getting sick, and
yeah.
two, getting
oh,
your
yeah.
elderly patient
oh, yeah.
sick.
I'm paranoid. Very paranoid.
Yep.
I'm cleaning. I think I washed the fingerprints off my hands.
Right. Power wash, the old man.
Do you live with anyone?
I got Lysol. I got wipes. I got everything in my car. I got masks. Yeah, I do live with somebody. Yes, yes. I live.
And what does the person that you live with, do they work?
No.
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I live with my godson. I rent apartment down in his house, and no, they're very clean. My godson and his wife are, yeah.
Do they work?
Yeah. They work from home right now. Well,
okay.
His wife works from home, and he's a truck driver.
Oh, here you go. See?
He's a truck, yeah.
Right. 100%, yes.
Yeah. He works for sanitation.
Oh, good.
Man.
Well, it's we're in that situation now where people are scared for their lives, where a cold can kill you. Yeah. Normally, you have to be 84 or something to be afraid of a cold.
You would think that, yes.
You know?
No more. I know.
When you were driving for Uber before coronavirus, had you ever had anyone really sick get into your car?
No.
No.
Not really.
No. See? You lucked out.
No. Not at all.
Well, that's good.
Not at all.
I mean, mentally or physically?
And then I heard recently you were pulled over by East Haven's Finest.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was. And, I mean, you may not want to believe it, but because I'm this fast, you don't really realize how fast you're going in this car.
Like, yeah, that car is too fast for you.
It was.
What kind of car
it
is
really
that?
It really does up on you. I wasn't lying when I said that.
It creeps up on you.
Right.
Yeah.
Whoa, 80 miles an hour.
It's like the car is doing it itself.
Not that fast.
Right.
I was doing 40.
You were doing 40 in a what?
On a 25.
In a driveway.
40 in a 25.
You know, I don't know if you know me, Steve.
Can you, Debbie, can you talk into the mouthpiece? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
I think so.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's tough.
You're fading out there.
All right, listen.
Where's Uber Debbie?
How about now?
A little bit. Well, listen, we just wanted to check in with you and make sure you're okay.
Yeah, thank God you're okay.
Yes.
I'm fine.
Awesome.
All right. Well, you let us know if you need anything.
We'll check you off the list.
Yes.
Uber Debbie's fine.
How are you guys doing?
We're all hanging in there.
Yeah, so far, so
there's
good. Thank
three
you.
Out of four of us are in studios here.
Right.
Separate studios.
And Ashley is home.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Ash.
So, well, all right, we just wanted to check in with
yourself.
You. Make sure you're
I'm
okay.
All right.
Thank
good.
You.
I'm all doing
right. Parker in Shelton, Trumbull, Westport, too, right?
Yes, sir.
Wow, you're everywhere.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hungry.
Oh, yeah. Daily thing for me, yes.
So all three locations open for pickup?
All three locations are open for pickup.
Excellent.
Nice. Have a pickup. So what's your specialty?
Yeah, you guys are on a reduced menu?
Yeah, we're on a reduced menu, but we have all the classic dishes that Parker's been known for. Burgers, sandwiches. We have our main dishes, salmon, barbecue ribs. We have a couple salads available, a lot of appetizers. But yeah, we made it easy for everybody. We're still getting in the fresh ingredients. And you call ahead, pay ahead, let us know when you're coming, and we'll bring it right out to you. So trying to make it as easy as possible for the community. And they've been great supporting all locations, making it a lot easier than it could have been.
Right. That new place in Shelton is something.
So yeah,
I like all your places. So the Trumbull place is right around the corner from Jennifer's mom's place. So we go there often.
Right.
The Shelton place is brand new, and I love that.
Worth a trip.
Real good vibe.
Yeah.
And then the Westport place I haven't been to yet.
Yeah, the Westport place is a lot of fun, too. It's out on the water there in the river, and, you know, the good weather's coming. So hopefully we could get all this past us and get back outside.
Exactly, man.
The, I'm looking at the limited menu, and I got to twist your arm a little bit on the that coconut carrot cake is not on the list.
Uh-oh.
I know. We've been we've been getting a lot of calls about that, so it looks like we're going to have to bring that back to this weekend.
Dude, that's a signature dish.
No, I will just in the middle of the day just think about that cake. It'll just pop into my head. Be like, oh, you know what would be good? Oh, no, that's the thing. Do you guys make that, or do you guys have that?
Yeah, no. We make it. Yeah, we make it here. We make it here. Fortunately, we can make it for this weekend. But yeah, we make it here.
That's an item that people will drive wherever they are to get that.
So now must have it.
And then the filet and your mashed potatoes.
Yeah, we'll bring that back.
Okay.
Steak tips.
Right. Ooh.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes. And
so, no, you guys got some good stuff there. Great people.
Yeah.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Now, are you the owner?
I am, yeah.
See?
Oh, good for you.
You're a good man.
Which place opened first?
Well, I opened up Stratford, right across from Sikorsky. That's the one that's about a half mile down from Shelton. But that was the first one. I ended up selling that and moving down the road to the newer location.
I was kind of disappointed when you sold that one and then moved down the street. But then I thought, once I went into Shelton, I'm like, oh, okay, this is great.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, nobody keeps their first car, right? So we had to move on. Yeah, I wanted to.
You died on me.
So Stratford was first, but now Stratford's in Shelton. And then what was next?
And then we had Trumbull. Trumbull and then down to Westport.
Okay. Oh, no, I love it. Are these items on the menu, do you come up with them? Or who's the big
guy? Yeah, I came up with them about 10 years ago. We've tweaked them along the years. But, those are all my favorites. So if I don't like the dish, it's going to be hard to sell. So.
See?
So you're the chef and the owner.
Nice.
Like, you come up with the menu.
Yeah.
All right. Those are always the best restaurants.
Exactly.
See, now this explains everything I need to know.
Right.
This is why everything's so good when I go there. That cake, though, you're a dessert lover because, like, someone who doesn't like dessert, they don't come up with something like that.
No, they don't.
No. I mean, when I would go out to restaurants, I'm looking at the dessert menu first.
Nice.
I do, too.
That's the way to do it.
Dessert menu first because I have to know that they might have some good food on the menu, but I need to follow it up with a good dessert. So if the desserts aren't there, most likely I'm not showing up.
Yeah, he needs that finish line at the end.
So
yeah.
We brought a couple couples there over the years, and every time I go there, I always say save room for dessert because that is a thing.
Yeah.
Well, now, they'll have dessert first. And then if they have room, they'll have some dinner after.
Exactly.
So. Wow. Kill it in school, yeah.
The what's on your menu now, your limited menu now, is the chocolate chip cookie?
Yeah, the chocolate chip cookies. We brought back the peanut butter pie, and, you know, somebody is forcing me to bring back the carrot cake this weekend, so that'll be back on the menu.
Well, okay. That's right. Twist your arm.
Exactly, see?
Now, if you were having a birthday party or something, would you make an entire cake for someone? Or is that too much?
Oh, yeah, we've done that plenty of times.
Okay.
We've done that over the holidays. We've done it for birthday parties. Oh, yeah.
Nice. See?
This is good.
Very accommodating. I'm
going to write it on my list. So what are the hours? Are the hours different?
Yeah, we had to change the hours. We're doing 3 o'clock to 8 for the call ahead, pay ahead, curbside pickup. That's what we're doing now to stay within the guidelines. But it's been working out good. The community around, like I said, they've adapted just as much as we adapted. They've adapted to, if they're going to order takeout, it's from 3 to 8. So everything's been not too bad of a transition to make everything work.
Okay, so I call, I order, right? Give you a credit card over the phone, and then show up. And then how do you guys know I'm outside? How does all that work?
Yeah, When you're ordering, you know, we'll ask the make and model of your car.
Oh, wow.
You could call when you get there. Let us know you're there.
Cool.
But I'll have staff. If the weather was nice, I'd have them on roller skates. But, we're not there yet.
No, I like that idea because I don't like the idea of standing
up
near a bunch of people
waiting
for God knows how long.
Yeah.
Right, because you don't know. You start standing outside. You're like, I don't know if this is going to be 1 minute or 10 minutes,
exactly,
right.
Or more.
You're too close.
And then if I had an itch in my nose, I'm like, I'm going to sneeze and freak everyone out.
Right. Which you
do. Yeah.
No, that's
we,
great.
We don't want that.
No, I like this plan. You have it well organized. Very good. All right, so I will see you this weekend.
Oh, great! Yeah, we'll be around.
Patrick, thank you, brother. Yeah, appreciate it. Sounds like you have a good spirit about this whole thing, and you're well organized.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been easy, especially up in Shelton, because the driving range is open next door. So I'll get my crew. We'll hit some balls first, and then start our shift.
You mean golf balls, right? Is the best. Right near Sports Center, Shelton.
Meatballs.
Yeah.
All right, Patrick, thank you very much. We're linked up at WPLR.com, 95.9 TheFox.com, Parker Eatery and Bar.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Now I'm thinking about that.
Now
cake.
I'm so freaking so hungry.
Tips and stuff.
So it's one of those cakes where you have a piece, and first struggle is trying to not take it all in one bite.
Like a dog?
I want to try to eat this like a human being and not like a dog.
You're like a dog.
Pace yourself.
Right. I want to try to look like I have some self-control.
Right now.
And then you eat that and you think,
life's too
one
short.
More would be great.
Life's
like
too short.
Another piece would be great.
Exactly.
I mean,
the pre-dessert to the real dessert.
That's right. That's right.
Have some coffee.
Right. That was the setup for the dessert. That was the opener.
Right.
Now bring me another.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.